wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
Hey, we went to Oasis.
Yeah, amongst other things, we did.
So is that the feel-good story of the year?
That Oasis hasn't broken up yet?
Just the tour, I think. I think the tour is the feel-good story of the year, Oasis.
I was like, no, it can't be, but I'm thinking about everything else. It's like, oh, maybe.
This is the happy thing. They're happy. Like, they're super happy, and they're posting cheesy stuff, and they're being hilarious, and, like, goofing around, and, like...
If these two can come together, then who's to say that Palestine and Israel can't get together? You know, like,
I actually would have bet there was a higher chance. If you said 3 years ago, wish there was a better chance of happening, I probably would have said the other. So,
yeah,
I'd go again. That's what I would say about Oasis. If somebody said, "I have tickets to Mexico tomorrow," and you just need to take one day off work and you could go, I'd say, okay, I'm coming.
But you didn't. Allison did. You had the opportunity.
But now that I've gone, like, I would, that's the only place I'd want to be. I don't even care. If it was $5,000 right now, I'd go.
Ooh, nice. Oh.
Right. It was that good. It was just like, oh, I think, Allison, we were totally spoiled with the festival experience, or the like, it was just so easy. Like, it was
that venue took a lot of crap, let me tell you.
Yeah, and
I'll
say we did well, but we also had Allison that went there the day before, which is like, that's such a cheat code, too. It is the best layout I've ever seen, though. Like,
but you got into the good part that people didn't know they had access to.
Yeah.
Lots of people had a worse experience because they were jammed into,
like, the back.
Not the good part.
It doesn't make sense. They all had the same bracelet and they were stuck in a whole row rank system behind us.
They had a different bracelet. They had the camo bracelet.
We just casually stood on the ground 40 feet from Oasis if we wanted. Like, it made no sense how casual it was.
And then me and you went to the other side, and it was packed out on the other side. It was crazy.
But there's, like, bathrooms. Your bathroom, you can see your bathroom, and there's, like, you can just walk and go to the bathroom and then go get a beer, and then you're walking. It's literally in the same area where you're watching the show. It's like they have bathrooms and alcohol on the floor of the arena for you, basically. It's in every section, has its bathrooms and alcohol, and it's merch. It's like, it's amazing. And there's food vendors everywhere around the stadium on every, like, and like, just like
Ferris infinite wheel.
Strip malls. It's unbelievable. Like, it's so well done. And to get in and out, we waited, I think, 1 minute at a guy saying, please wait here for 1 minute. We just need to give the people in front of you a little bit of a gap so that, you know, there's space as the trades come through. And we literally waited, I would say, maybe under 60 seconds.
And the only problem was...
Oh, this will be 10 minutes. And it was literally 1 minute. I was like, this guy rules.
The only problem we
had... It was so well done.
Was that all the GO trains weren't going to start for another hour, so we just took the subway. So instead of, like, zero stops, there was like 15 stops. Yeah, we got home in good time.
Fast. Super fast.
Yeah, and then I got home and I discovered
We left at 11, and I think I ordered food at 11:54 outside of our hotel on the street.
Nice. Like, you know what I ate?
54 minutes from the venue to the hotel. That's insane. We were in the front of a concert at 11 o'clock. We didn't run. We didn't rush. We just walked to the subway, took the subway down, and then we were at our hotel. It was incredible. Incredible.
Allison and I left during the last song.
Oh. We didn't, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. No.
We stayed. You guys, it worked out. We didn't rush. It was amazing.
And I'm glad you ordered food. I found that Wilder only ate... like 20% of his Whopper. So I ate a cold Burger King Whopper in the bathroom with the light. So I didn't interrupt the rest of the family.
You like that, though. You pride yourself on the suffering, like those north of held roads.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. You got to inflect when you're having too much fun. You need to make yourself suffer. Typical. It's typical Mayor of River Heights behavior.
Yeah. I also bought. Well, you went to that. I bought a ticket in the last upper, the highest possible row. At a Jays game, there's lots of home runs, but it's shockingly good seats.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
They're comfy and look
great.
It was a great time.
I've got to say that we kind of kicked Toronto's ass in like what was a totally unplanned trip, except that like what time are you all getting there? And then that was how much we planned, which was like insane.
And I normally knew things,
and there was communication, but it was all like it's gonna work. It worked. And you, Carter, you had a totally unique experience, but then did a whole bunch of things.
Yeah,
Brett, you didn't go to the concert, but you did a whole bunch. It's so cool.
Like I discovered a work of art. I discovered a secret.
That's the best thing ever.
what's people that?
It like there was a girl that like her brain broke. It was so good.
You guys like, went to the distillery district?
No, this was in the art gallery. Brent found it.
Oh.
In the upper deck, the fourth floor, I saw what I thought was just the most typical modern art painting. Because it got up just up close. It looked like a bunch of black and gray 3M sticky pads on a wall. And maybe the vaguest outline of a face. It's like, okay, it's great. Like
tile art of like black and gray.
Yeah. But like a very low res face. It's like, whatever. Then I read the story of it. It was about loss. And it was the artist's partner who had died of AIDS. So this is before, this is pretty old.
It's the 80s.
But when you step further back, you can see more clearly. And then it's like, oh, so I tried that, walk across, 50 feet away. And then it's like, there's a face there. That's nice.
I can see a bit of a face. Yeah, this is beautiful when you back up. It's like, I get it now.
So I wanted to show that to people who missed it. So I took a picture, then walk up, take another picture, and then want to scream because my eyes from up close where it's just...
Like you can't Minecraft see squat. Pixel. When, when you're close to it, there's no correlation. Mm. Nothing. All of a sudden, though.
When you take a picture or look through a camera, it's a perfect face.
Really?
It looks like a face. It's terrifying. It makes no sense. It's like something's wrong with the way that the phone focuses or something. Phone's like using something, I swear.
Because it was not close from up close. It was just squares.
It's just
like blocked. a bathroom floor pattern.
And then he pulled out his phone, and if you look through the screen of his phone, it's a face.
Whoa.
It was terrifying. And then the girl walked by. She's like, whoa! She's like... It was so insane. Like, you just discovered that on your phone.
What day did you guys do that? Sunday?
Yep. I don't know. The day we went to the art galleries. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we had a pretty different experience. On Saturday, I went to Nine Inch Nails. Sunday, I did Fan Expo, Comic Con, and the aquarium. Then Monday, we were all together.
You got to say that. This is one of the most amazing things about our whole Oasis experience is that we booked the Intercontinental.
Yeah.
We booked the Intercontinental, which was like amazing. That's awesome.
Oh, really good. Yeah. Everything was in walking distance. It's called
the Intercontinental, which is just like, that's the best thing ever. There's nothing better than a hotel called the Intercontinental. I don't even care. I don't even care what it's like, but it's also awesome and in the best location. But here's the thing. It was like, of course, during Oasis, the real mythical land of Oasis, when the whole town, the whole city is basically covered in Oasis, except for 1 square kilometer within our hotel.
Huh.
Because it's ground zero for Comic-Con, right? Or is it Fan Expo?
Fan Expo, but it's Comic-Con, yeah.
And it's touching the Intercontinental.
It's part of it. It's in our hotel. So Comic-Con World, Toronto, in our hotel. Shatner was there, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, it was...
Michael J. Fox.
It was prime nerd apocalypse. The costumes, the lobby at 2 a.m, the people at the gym working out.
Oh, Goku!
In full costumes.
Shirtless with his Super Saiyan.
Carter had to come see, because I didn't think you really believed it, but yes, like...
What, some guy with spiky hair? No, some incredibly jacked dude with blue spiky hair, like, wig on. I'm like, going,
He's working out in the gym, jacked.
Yeah, with no shirt on.
The lobby was just like an orgy of different mythical creatures.
Yeah, like, we had a little...
The IQ of the children conceived on that weekend in that hotel is high. High. That's a smart hotel occupancy.
Wilder doesn't like Halloween costumes at school and, like, doesn't really like going to school those days. And so we're on the 15th floor. The door opens. And this guy with, like, these blacked out goggles and, like, a scythe and just all in black just, like, walks out of the elevator. And he was pretty scared. And so he's like, hey, like, 2 days later, that guy from the elevator is not going to be at the CN Tower, is he? We're like, oh, no, you're still thinking about this.
You're thinking about this monster. Because you could literally open the elevator and there would be a monster.
And even I was scared because you forget you're at Comic-Con. You're just on the 19th floor of a regular Holiday Inn. Same company that owns Holiday Inn. And you're just like, whoa. And then just, oh, yeah, it's Comic-Con. But then I'm not 5 years old like he is.
And so. It was... So, like, the costumes were so good. Like, but you could sit in the lobby of our hotel and live stream it and just interview people walking by for 8 hours a day talking about their
funny
costumes.
Thing,
they were that cool to me. Like, it was so cool.
The funny thing is, sure, a hotel was connected to it, but in order to enter for the first time to get your pass, we had to go, like, south so far. Because this convention center is so big. And then they just, like, there's this, like, underground, like, loading zone that was so deep. And it felt like we're, like, us and all these people in costumes were just going down into this, like,
that connects to the CBC. That connects to the CBC old cafeteria.
No, this is really far south. There's no way.
Okay.
And it was just like this loading zone into a nuclear bunker. It felt like we're going to. It was extremely weird. But then once I had my pass and I took everyone back to the hotel room and I went for more comics, it was just connected to our hotel room. It was so easy. And that was all the above ground portion, like with nice glass and everywhere. Oh. But the main part of Comic-Con was like quite underground. It was weird. It's really weird.
And I would give anything to be able to go into some of, like, the new subway tunnels and stuff, or the abandoned ones in Toronto. Oh, going under that city. There's tons of stuff under that city.
Maybe we should talk about the highlight of the trip. We sort of did talk about what happened on Monday.
No,
but
away from it, no.
What's happened? I don't even remember.
Well, so you like to show Bellemare a few things of Trumbull across freedom, but she took us to CBC there.
Oh, and that was a highlight for, like, our parents, I think.
Yeah, so we got to see, you know, the national CBC Kids headquarters, but then Trevor talked his way into the secret tour.
I thought you were going to talk about the tree first of all.
Oh, Mr. Dress-Up Tree.
I can't even think about that tree because I'll cry. Like, that I couldn't even look at it for too long. I was just like, I can't. This is like, it was like that tree That tree means a lot, it turns out, to me. It really hit me. The tree hit me hard.
Didn't realize how much it meant till you were in its presence.
I sent it to my mom, and she was like, holy. That was like a picture with Elvis. You know, it's like, absolutely. That's the tree. But yeah, and so we're in CBC, and I've been on the CBC tour. I've been around there. I've been on a real one. I don't know if it was maybe with her friend. I don't remember what, but so this time she was saying what?
Her bike was in the basement.
Oh. And what's in the basement?
Mm-hmm.
All of the cables and tech and mics and boxes and cables and cables and cables and wires and cables. All of it for the entire CBC Toronto and all of their vans and all of their breakout remote vehicles.
Oh, yeah, it just clicked on me. You know what it reminded me of? James Bond movies, MI6, and the guys we met with were basically Q and his cronies, hey? Like, yeah. Okay, 007, this is an Omega watch that shoots a laser beam out. If you press this button and wait 3 seconds, it'll explode. You know, be sure to bring back everything in a good condition. You know, that type of stuff. And we met the quartermaster.
Yep.
And he was pumped to see us because he's not on the regular tour.
Nobody's ever come to visit him on the CBC.
No.
Nobody's gone into the tech cable room, basement dungeon, and be like, can I look at all of your stuff? And then we just talked about the nerdiest stuff for like, oh, I was heaven.
Well, you know, we used to run a lot of satellite trucks, but now you just, you know, everyone's got an iPhone these days. So you just shoot on that and upload it. The world's changed.
It was so cool. The CBC tour was just so good.
I like the newsroom the best. That was the best.
Yeah, the picture of Alice is like the best picture of the. She looks like she'd be a news reporter.
I didn't see that one.
Because she's sitting there on the set, she actually looks like official. You know when you just look and you're like, oh, I'd believe that. It's like, yep, you look like you'd be on the news, and I'd listen to what you say. And you just got to look like not a liar.
Like, so when Wilder was sitting at Adrian Arsenault's desk.
When Wilder was there, it was like the best thing ever. Did he like, what did he do?
Well, he was watching the National 2 nights ago, and I have some of it on video where he's like, get out of my chair. He's yelling at Adrian, that's my chair.
Did he say that?
Yeah. I sort of, then I worked out.
Did you put a picture of him and then put the video and send it to Andrea?
I didn't catch him. So I had to sort of repeat it after, like, what did you just say type of thing? Yeah. But yeah.
That's be
I
gold
can try
to
do that.
You get to say, that's my chair.
That's my chair. What are you doing in there?
Get
He's like, there wasn't a computer when I was there, though.
This is great. What else was a highlight was just the process of when we get there. That was the peak of what were me and Lisa going to make it to Toronto?
Oh, of course.
We were in the peak. All of our flights got canceled.
Yeah.
Those days. Like, we were the days.
You
know,
were
the few days when everything was canceled in Canada? That was us.
Yeah, you were this close to commandeering the Garland Air Canada 1982 flight.
Get those four engines. What the fired back story? Up. Actually, do you know about the story about the plane that landed in Gimli?
Yeah, the Gimli glider.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So keep going. Yes. So. Yeah, I just about commandeered the Garland Express there to get to Tirana. But yeah, it was the Air Canada strikes. Our flights got both canceled, and then they tried to make us take refunds, basically, because that's the only thing you can click. And then they put you on the phone line, which hangs up, because all they're trying to get you to do is give up. Because if you give up, they win. But if you don't give up, they have to rebook you, but they make that impossible. But they have to do it, technically, or you get all this money. And so Lisa was like, I'm going to just book other flights. And I was like, Okay, and then me being a jackass, I went on Reddit, and I was like, no, Lisa, we're going to wait. And she's like, what? I'm like, nope. We're doing it. We're calling their bluff. We're going to wait, you know? And, like, literally to the hour. And then, like, all these new flights we got, and we got, like, everything. Like, it all worked out exactly perfect. But I'm sure that so there was, like, our flight was, like, kind of empty in a bunch of seats. It was just insane. But, like, they were trying to, like, bluff people into canceling right till the end. And then, like, right when the 48 hours window thing is, we got a flight. So it all worked. So it was weak, but it was so crazy. I was convinced we weren't going to make it, actually. I was like, well, that sucks. But I also was convinced at the time when we were going, I was like, oh, the concert will be okay. It's not like, oh, it'll be the best concert I've ever been to. Oh, okay. Great. Because it was so good. So, so good. They were so good. It was unbelievable. It was stupid good how good they were, how good they sounded. And we got the good night, Carter.
Because there was no rain?
Well, it sounded way better, everybody said. Everybody said the show the second night was better.
Really?
Oh, even on Spotify, it's like, yeah, it's the good. My friend that went to both shows, he was like, oh, yeah, you went to the good night. It was the best.
It's on Spotify. What do you mean? Like the concerts on Spotify?
Every night they put their shows up and then they'll if you're on the, like, if you're on, like, I know because it's like on their subreddit, like, they just put up the shows. So, like, all of a sudden tomorrow they might put Toronto Night One out again. And then they'll put the whole set and you just listen to the whole show. It's really neat. They do every show, it's always there. And then the next day, that show, or even that night, the show is up. So, like, our show was up online. You could listen to it when we, like, were at the hotel. They do that.
I could have been eating that Whopper in the bathroom, listening to some might say.
But it was, they were so good. They sounded so good. And the crowd sang the whole night. It was just stupid. And you know what? That song I hate, Little by Little.
It's really good.
It's so much better live. It's so much better live. That was like one of the best songs of the night, and I hate that song. Because he speeds it up. He speeds it up live, and it's like rock and roll. He's like, little by little. He like Neil Young's it. And he like rocks it out harder, and it's so much better than the stupid, boring version.
Oh, how dare you. Guess I'm just a real fan. What can I say?
Yeah, the little by little, the deep cuts. But just a killer show. Yeah. They're rewriting touring. They're like rewriting how you put on a tour, how you organize it, how you travel.
It's not just a Taylor Swift tour that they're doing.
Oh, they are, but it's a rock and roll It's a rock and roll Taylor Swift tour, which has not been done ever. They're setting the bar, and like apparently that was the goal of this tour from a production standpoint.
Come on, what about the Stones tours? Like when we went to the Bigger Bang tour, that wasn't a big.
That's been 20 years, Carter.
I know, but there wasn't too much differences, I'd say. You know, it's like.
In the experience?
Yeah, like the stage was fancier 20 years ago. Like.
The crowd flow, I think he's talking.
Like I'm talking about just the layout and the sound and the visuals. The visuals are way better now.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's all.
The band was better and it was rock and roll, but it was streamlined. Like they're touring with their own security. They're like, it's like you could see it. You could just see the whole thing. Like it was just like, oh, this is slick. And that's apparently that was the Liam and Noel plan. That was kind of their like.
Yeah.
Their goal was like, we're going to be the most like they haven't started a show a minute late, like not a minute every show.
And that's all their touring. Yeah. If they could sell their touring company to top bands.
It's easy when you were there the night before, it's not like I just arrived. Like Nine Inch Nails, had a little bit of an incident the night before. Is they're from Detroit. They were there in Detroit and then in Toronto. The semi got into a bad accident and then the driver was hospitalized. And so all the equipment did not make it to Toronto. So they had to jury-rig up entire system without a full semis worth of equipment. So
That sounds
that's when you're
impossible.
doing different town and every night, you know, but Oasis is like, hey, we haven't played in 2 weeks and we were in Toronto last night. So yeah.
They just obliterated it though. Like it was just so loud and such like the three guitars, brilliant. The keyboards, brilliant. Liam's voice is the best it's been in since 1995, six. Like it's just like
Lip syncing, maybe. Oh, who knows?
all good. I don't even care. I don't even want to know. Don't even want to know. Don't even care. It's a perfect show. Perfect.
Liam's look was a little off our night, though. He didn't take the hat off. He didn't take the jacket off.
He put the tambourine on his head. That's all that matters.
I guess so. I didn't
As long
see
as
that
he
in
puts the
person. Was
tambourine
that
on his
what
head,
song was
that's
that?
all.
I missed
Well, he just
that.
does it whenever he's bored.
Yeah, I guess
The best
so.
part, believe, isn't when he's singing, it's when he's not singing and he doesn't know what to do.
When
He
he's
just
not singing, he's not on stage. It's like, oh, Noel's gonna do a block. I'm out of here.
It's the best. They're the best band in the world right now. It's
They not
awesome.
make they're not making any new stuff though, eh?
Their
They can't
next
be.
album's gonna be ridiculous. Oh yeah, it's coming out. It's already
What? You think they're gonna actually like, you know, it's one thing to play
they're playing
your
Nebworth
songs
next
together with
year.
brothers. But I don't think they can be in a room and coexist and make decisions about how, you know, this is going to sound and things like
Oh, I
that.
think it's just gonna be like come out and you sing it. That's all. Oh, that's kind of how Oasis always worked. Is here's the
Noel
songs,
writes
Liam,
it. But
sing it.
then starting on Hatred Chemistry, Noel started giving up a little bit of the songwriting to the rest of, like, oh, Jim can write something here and
Yeah,
stuff.
but he's Noel has the like. Noel has the like. Who's There's some of those albums. There's like Born to Run or Waking Up the Neighbors or like. Slippery When Wet, New Jersey. These where every song on that album probably could be a single
Oh,
if it
yeah.
wasn't by the same artist.
Yeah.
like that's the no like every song he writes could be a catchy hook hit if it was if you did if it wasn't him every time if it was just 10 other people because they're so catchy so you get exhausted by the catchiness. But if there's anybody I would bet on that could write 10 new catchy songs in a year, it's him. And if that other guy with the best voice in rock and roll right now, the coolest voice in the world, he's got the coolest voice ever. It's like he can't sing. I don't know if he's a great singer or not, but it's the coolest voice ever.
He's not even the best singer in the band, Noel would
No, not
say.
even close.
What,
Yeah,
Noel, why do you sing the chorus and acquiesce? Oh,
it's
Liam
hard. Because it's
can't
hard.
hit
It's
those.
just a different register, but Liam's voice is just the best. It just sounds like rock and roll. And if he's singing his songs, it's gonna be good. But I think like it's too bad that it is good because it seems like now it's gonna be around forever and so it's gonna turn into like the Stones now kind of thing, maybe, which would be kind of sad. Because this is about where they should just never come back. No, it's like, oh, this is perfect. This is the end. But it's like it won't ever be as good as this. Like this is as good as this is the peak for them. So it's cool that we saw that. But these shows are epic. Like they're only doing 20 cities in the world.
No, and yeah, no. And we're at one of the smaller ones, 50,000 people. Like, oh, most of the other places are quite a bit larger, like Wembley and SoFi, all that
You
stuff.
called
Oh, I
it
guess Soldier Field isn't that big.
Legoland? You called the arena Legoland? What was the other funny thing he said to us? He had a couple good ones. And then he was
I
talking
couldn't
about
understand
mushrooms.
him.
And he was
It was just
talking
like
about
when I'm.
mushrooms all the time, and you're all taking mushrooms here in Toronto, Canada. Mushrooms.
Couldn't understand a word they said. Just like when I met with the darkness and stuff like that, I just had to nod and be like,
Oh
So bad, so awkward.
Oh, your buddy Justin Hawkins is getting in hot water
over Youngblood. Oh, yeah, his brother fun Dan, of that
loser. Yeah,
yeah. His brother Dan put it, and Justin had to go out. Who's a little bit more better with his words? That yeah, it was sanitized. That's not what rock and roll is at the VMAs. It was Youngblood and Joe Perry and Steve and Tyler.
It's just pathetic, is what it was.
Yeah. Oh, and but then Nuno Bettencourt. I liked that one line because Nuno Bettencourt was on guitar, and he was saying how he was overplaying. But let's be honest. Nuno Bettencourt's fingers are the 8th to 18th world wonders of the world or something like that.
Yeah, could be the best guitarist in the world.
Yeah, like from a technical standpoint, I don't know, from a feel.
Oh no, I'd rather listen to half the people I know.
Kurt Cobain, yeah, like, yeah.
So music, Brent, Radiohead.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're back.
Yeah.
This is the next big thing now.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a thing. It's crazy how Radiohead's really popular with kids again. And grunge is, but Oasis isn't with kids, which is interesting.
Really?
No, they don't even know who Oasis is, really, which is very strange. So it's this weird... I'm sure it's different in Europe. I mean, all the German kids freaking know Oasis, right? But like a lot of my kids from like Canada, they're like, it's a weird window. But grunge in general is just, it's just huge here.
Well, you're north of Seattle.
Yeah, and apparently Powell River is why Plaid. I told you that story. Plaid is because of Powell River, because. Like Kurt Cobain used to come here and play, like they do, like Gibson's, Seychelles, like Powell River, Comox, Courtney, Seattle, like they do a loop right on the island and on the water, and you can take ferries, right? Yeah. So if you're doing a tour, and apparently all the people that would come to their shows were coming from the mill, and they were all wearing plaid shirts like lumberjacks, and then eventually they just started like stealing that look. That's like and there's apparently like. A reputable article like verifying it and like digging into it and like talking to the band that was like from here, and so like Plaid is kind of from Powell River, which is kind of weird. Like not Plaid, but like the fad of Plaid being cool in the 90s wrapped around your waist, because that was like a big thing. Do you wear that, Carter?
Still, maybe 4 years ago I would, yeah, still.
No, but like you know that existed, like a little plaid shirt wrapped around your waist in the 90s was like the look for like 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the Joey Lawrence look.
Eddie Vedder, yeah.
Yeah, but that was like stolen from like grunge, which was apparently Powell River, which is very bizarre. And there's real, I think there's like a Toronto Star article on it, not like a local newspaper thing. Like there's a real thing on it, I think. Do you guys remember defragging your computer?
Absolutely.
Brent, what about you?
Yeah, we had to.
Okay, was it, did it?
Turning slow.
Did it, was that even a thing or was that a lie? Was it
It was real? A thing. It was absolutely real.
But did it do anything or was it just like,
What it was is
I understand the theory. I understand that you got perked. But was it just a lie? Was it like,
no, because it'd be noticeable after that.
Would it? Okay, or was it just us being like, oh, yeah, you can feel that I put the premium gas in the car today, you know?
Oh, you think it's a placebo.
But who taught you to defrag a computer? Like,
it always, that was the next, it always was the next level. That was like another level of like nerd. There wasn't like, there was full nerd. Like I was never full nerd.
Yeah. A school couldn't do it because that's too much damage. Like to teach people that.
No, so you'd never learn about defragging in a school. No. You're
not thinking of
that.
Formatting stuff. That's another level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was jerks level. Yeah. Formatting was, but control alt delete is fun for a while. Just even in a hard boot, you know?
Huh?
That's fun, just giving her a control alt delete back in the day and nuking that computer when the teacher hasn't got their head turned for a sec. But yeah, defragging, it was a thing. Okay. And it, you swear it worked. I'd like to look into that. It just seems like there's just a funny time. It was like internet magic too, where it was like, oh yeah, defrag your computer. It's like, and then the thing would like move things around, but it was just an animation. It moved it the same way every time because I looked. I like memorized the first like five patterns. I was like, oh, it's not actually moving anything. It just looks like it is. So.